T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on this Monday night. I believe the Eagles-Wentz marriage ended for one reason. That's because Carson Wentz quit on the Philadelphia Eagles. Everything else you've been hearing, all this stuff about the Eagles being a dumpster fire, it's all not the reason this ended. I mean, the Eagles could be in bad shape. It could be a poor team next year. But doesn't mean Carson Wentz had to quit and leave. He didn't want to be here. Like, I'm not blaming the Eagles for Carson Wentz being on a different team right now. It's on Carson Wentz. He didn't want to be in Philadelphia. His prerogative, his agent put it together. It worked out for him. He's in a better situation. Good for him. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, but the Eagles are terrible. I can't believe Carson Wentz asked out. Blame the Eagles. No, I blame Carson Wentz. He signed the biggest deal in NFL history to be part of this franchise, to be part of their team. And when the going got tough and his play declined, instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to bounce back, I'm going to work my butt off, he said, I'm running to Frank Reich. I'm running out of Philadelphia. He ran. 215-592-9494. All right, along with our Carson Wentz, Eagles, why'd this end conversation, let's throw this in the mix. So today, we began to unveil the 94 WIP Awards, the Levi's. And every day, one on Angelo's show, one on DeCameron Ritchie, and once on Mark Cerise, we're going to unveil the winners of the awards, three a day throughout the week. So today, three awards were given out, three Levi's. The team of the 2000s, Angelo unveiled this morning as the Eagles. The trade of the 2000s, DeCameron and Ritchie unveiled today as Roy Halladay, acquired by Ruben Amaro Jr. And then today on Mark Cerise, the Sixer of the last 20 years was unveiled. And this is, of all three today, the only one I had a disagreement was the one unveiled at Mark Cerise, which was the Sixer, the best Sixers player over the last 20 years. And I'm sure it was in a pretty sizable vote just based on what I saw early last week. The winner was Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson won. He has been voted the greatest Sixer, best Sixer over the last 20 years. And I think the voters are wrong on this one. I believe Joel Embiid has now passed Allen Iverson as the better Sixer over the last 20 years. Look, Allen Iverson was obviously a great player. This is not anti-AI take here. I mean, AI is a great player and was a great Sixer. But Joel Embiid is a better basketball player than Allen Iverson. He's morphed into a better one. Like, he was always a great one or a very good one, had potential to be great. What we're watching this year from Joel Embiid, and they lost last night, had a tough night against the Raptors down in Tampa, I guess, where they're playing. He didn't play great last night. They didn't play great. But the game that Joel had on Friday night, 50 points, 17 rebounds, I mean, doing things that big men should not be able to do at his size. His ability right now is off the charts. He's carrying this team. He's a true MVP candidate. And I now put Joel Embiid above Allen Iverson. Like, when I'm not comparing career stats, whatever. AI played longer and had a longer run. But just, like, when I watch Joel Embiid right now, I feel like I'm watching a better player than Allen Iverson, even at Allen Iverson's best. And we know his best was great. I believe Joel's ability to impact the game on both ends, offensively and defensively, he has now surpassed Allen Iverson. 215-592-9494. Who's the better player? Allen Iverson, Joel Embiid. The voters, Tucker, went with your guy, Allen Iverson. The voters got this one wrong, though.
I mean, they didn't. Like, I'm not going to say anything negative about Joel Embiid. I think Joel Embiid's fantastic. I've done nothing but defend Joel Embiid on this show, right? And think back to 11 months ago. We did a show about Joel Embiid shushing the crowd.
Yes.
And it was the biggest waste of time I think we've ever had.
And bothered
we've done segments
Still
on
bothered
milk. We've done segments on chocolate. We spent 4 hours about a grown man shushing a crowd. and all he's done in the last 11 months to back that up. But
still bothers me.
With all of that being said, Allen Iverson, over the 6 or 7 years from which he's being judged, right, because this is starting in 2000, so it does not even include his first 3 years in the NBA where he won a Rookie of the Year and made his first All-Star
team.
It doesn't count.
I know.
I'm saying it doesn't count. So you take those 3 years out, you have a guy who averaged 30 points a game, won 3 scoring titles, won 3 steals titles, made 4 All-NBA teams, and that's just better than Joel Embiid. Like, I fully agree with you. Joel Embiid is a better player when it comes to analytics. I fully agree that Joel Embiid, when it comes to those advanced stats, they will tell you that, I mean, I think right now he's the all-time leading scorer in points per 36 minutes. Like, above Wilt Chamberlain, above Michael Jordan, he is number one. His player efficiency rating this year is the highest in the history of the NBA.
It's unbelievable. It's like over 32. It's crazy.
It's genuinely insane. The numbers he's putting up this season are nuts, but his impact just doesn't measure up to Allen Iverson. Like, we had the same discussion when it came to the Gorilla Broadster, like picking Allen Iverson over Mike Schmidt, and as much as Mike Schmidt was a far better athlete, accomplished far more in his career, including a championship, Allen Iverson means more to the city. Like, it's more than just looking at a box score and looking at Basketball Reference going, oh, well, I guess he scored a lot, but he shot 43% from the field for his career. I mean, to grow up watching Allen Iverson, like, it was such a different time back then, because we didn't look at, you know, per 100 possession stats, player efficiency rating wasn't a thing, and maybe it was, maybe he would have changed this game, maybe he would have taken more threes as opposed to basically settling for mid-range jump shots or going to the hole, but I can't sit here and tell you that Joel Embiid's a better player than he was. He could be, and if he plays another 2, 3, 4 years at this level, and I'm not going to say he's going to be this level, but all-star, all-NBA, MVP caliber seasons, then yeah, I'll have no problem saying that Joel Embiid's better.
I'm ready to do it right now. 215-592-9494. All right, Joel Embiid, Allen Iverson. Today, the Levi went to Allen Iverson. He won the vote here. Our vote that really, I mean, a lot of people voted on, which is awesome last week. The votes have come in, and we're counting those, and we're unveiling each day who wins these Levi Awards. And Allen Iverson won this one. And Allen Iverson's a great player. Everything Tucker said there is true. And I agree with the point that you made on, you know, kind of how the game was different, and we looked at best. I almost wish we didn't have all these numbers now. We just, because it was more joyful to watch the game back then when we didn't think about efficiency all the time. But that being said, the better player in my mind, when I just think about the both of them at their best, Joel does more to impact the basketball game. Like, that's the way I look at it. Like, resume-wise, yes, Allen's got the MVP, and Joel doesn't have that yet. Maybe this is his MVP year. He's obviously having a season that is worthy of that discussion. Allen Iverson has the year we got the Sixers to the finals. Unbelievable. Joel hasn't done that yet. In fact, they haven't been out of the second round. I can't argue those things. But I'm just talking about the better player, not more accomplished, not a guy that is, you know, has all these accolades and one guy doesn't. Just the if I had to win one basketball game, and I can only have one of these guys on my side, I would take this version of Joel Embiid over any version of Allen Iverson. 215-592-9494. That's how you happen. We got a couple things we could talk about here tonight. Number one, Carson Wentz. Why did this end? Why did it end the way it did? Did the Eagles push him away, or did Carson Wentz quit? Because the way I see this, all this stuff out there about how bad the Eagles are and how they ruined this organization. I keep saying the phrase I keep saying is organizational failure. It's a failure of the organization. No, it's not. It's one guy who didn't want to be here. Every team has missed draft picks. Every team has a bad year now and then. That doesn't mean your organization is a failure. The quarterback asked for a trade, and he got traded. That's what happened here. I think we've tried to ignore the truth for months now because we don't want to accept that Carson Wentz didn't want to compete. He didn't want to be here anymore. And I believe at this point now, Joel Embiid has surpassed Allen Iverson. He is the best Sixers player since 2000. 2000 to 2020, the best Sixers player to wear that uniform. It is Joel Embiid, not Allen Iverson. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.